Whew, let me catch my breath. I went downstairs. Hi, guys. How are we doing? So one of the things we've been working on all spring, or talking about all spring, is going along with the identity of our team that Coach Zimmer has established for us, the toughness, the passion for the game, and being a smart football player. We talk about on special teams being mentally and physically tough. We talk about having great discipline, which is going along with being a smart player and being doing the right things over and over again. We talk about enthusiasm and passion for the game of football. And we talk about playing with great effort. So we're kind of combining or talking about what Coach Zimmer talks about as our identity. We're also taking that identity on as our special teams unit. So we've talked a lot about it. I think our guys are buying into it, and we're excited about the end of spring here going on in training camp next month.
How long do you think it'll take to kind of iron out between McDermott and Loeffler? And is that a preseason deal?
I would think so, yeah, because any good competition, I think you want to see him in pads. You like to see him in the preseason games and to see who, you know, performs the best and then make your decision from there.
You kind of leaned or giving McDermott more in the preseason because you know what Loeffler's done? Or how does that shake
out? No, because I think one of the challenges I gave to Cullen when he left back in January was that I think you need to improve, and here's the things I think you need to improve on. And he's taken that, and he's done a really nice job of improving all spring long. And Kevin, we wouldn't have signed him if we didn't think he'd be a great competition for Cullen, and he's done a nice job this spring as well.
Any specifics with Cullen and what you wanted to see?
Just overall performance, better rotation, better location on the ball, a little bit better velocity. I think he wore down a little bit as the season wore on last year, and I think he came back strong. And, you know, Cullen's a great guy, and he's very competitive, and he's very passionate about what he does, and he's got a great work ethic. And Kevin has come in, and the chemistry between all four of these guys has been fantastic. He and Kevin and Cullen, they're both wonderful young men, and they compete hard, but they also help each other out. They're very encouraging with each other. They're great in the locker room. So whatever one we decide to go with, I think we're in good shape.
I know we're in good shape.
Could you consider bringing in a competition for Jeff or Blair or anyone else? Did you see anything with them and you thought you might need someone to push them?
You know, we talked about that in the spring, but back in the offseason, January after the season. I don't think so. You know, we talked a little bit about it, but that wasn't my recommendation. I think they're both very, very good. You know, Jeff's a very good punter. Blair's a very good kicker. Are there things they need to work on and improve on? Absolutely. But the talent is there. The work ethic is there. They're both young, and they're both continuing to get better.
Is it delicate with a guy as young as Locke trying to bring in someone else and feeling the confidence on him?
You know, that's a great question. I think, you know, with a lot of young guys, it would be. Not with Jeff. He's a pretty mentally tough kid, so I don't think he would have a problem with it, but I just didn't think it was necessary at this time. That was my opinion,
my recommendation.
What's one area you want to see improved in the punting game?
Well, Jeff's got to be more consistent. You know, we can talk about weather till we're blue in the face. It doesn't matter. The opposing team's kicking in the same weather. And we were out punted a few times last year where I felt like we had the better punter. So punting's got to improve. The snapping needs to improve. Some areas of protection we need to improve on. Coverage was really good last year. We just need to be more consistent so we do it all the time, not four out of five reps, but every rep.
Stephon Diggs obviously has a long track record as a returner. Have you been impressed with what you've seen now that you've gotten to see him in live action?
You know, Stephon really did well as a freshman. In the last 2 years, he wasn't quite as effective. I think he's got a great skill set. I'm excited about seeing his progress. He's come in. His attitude's been fantastic. He's very coachable, and he's worked hard, and he's gotten better. I have been impressed with his skill set and his work ethic.
Did you see anything from watching? You said as a freshman he was much better than more recently. What changed?
I think either, I don't know if it was the way they used him on special teams. They used him probably more as a freshman than they did because he's such a great receiver. You know, here he's going to be able to do both, and you're going to have to do both at this level. So, it wasn't any one thing in particular. I just thought he was more productive as a freshman than he was his last 2 years.
Patterson was sitting back there during the punting practice. Is that a thought to maybe put him in as a punt returner sometimes?
Always a thought about putting him back there. Yeah, you know, we've had him back there a couple times the past couple years for a reverse or a fake reverse, or even, you know, put him as a two deep type guy with he and Marcus back there. That's always an option for us, I would think.
How comfortable is he fielding also?
You know, he would rather not do it, I think, at times, but I think I know he's good enough to do it. He's just got to realize that with practice and reps that he'll only get better at it. He's just such a natural catcher. You know, his mechanics aren't perfect, but they don't have to be when you're that good sometimes. So we'll keep working with him, and, you know, we'll see what we got.
How do you deal with that when you evaluate an offseason, especially kind of the year that he had a big opportunity this past year?
With Cordero?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he had a fantastic year. I people want to say his average dropped and this went, you know, we didn't score any touchdowns, but because he was such a threat back there, as you know, people wouldn't kick to him. We've talked about this a lot, that our field position was outstanding. I mean, we had like 13 or 14 different guys return kicks, so they're spraying the ball all over the field. And the main reason is because of Cordarrelle Patterson. And then when he did get his opportunities, we didn't score, which we could have had a couple opportunities that we probably could have scored if we finished blocks on the backside. But at the end of the day, he still had two or three really long returns called back because of penalties, where his average would have been up closer to 28, 29 yards.
How do you evaluate a guy with mechanically that might not be the most sound going into an offseason?
Oh, we just harp on it. There's little things he can do as he sets the returns. There's things he can do as he hits the returns, what seam we're trying to get him to hit, understanding the whole schematic itself. Understand that he can't put the ball on the ground like he did against the Jets last year. We've harped on that a little bit this year. So he's had a really good spring. His attitude's fantastic. He's always been very coachable for me, so he's fun to work with.
Plus, he's a great athlete. You know, big, strong guy that can run.
Do any of these other rookies get you excited about being able to do a few different things for you in special teams?
I think we've got a really good group. I know Mykole Pruitt, big, strong young man that you know, if he's not doing a whole bunch, I know he'll play offense because he's so good. But he'll be able to do stuff for us on special teams. Trey Waynes can help us in many areas if he's not playing a ton of defense. I think Eric Hendricks, you know, obviously he's a very talented young man as well. Stephon Diggs, and some of these other, you know, rookie free agents. And we've got guys that have come in and they've worked hard. Brian Peters has come in as a free agent from Canada. So we've got a good young group of guys that are bigger, stronger, faster than the players that are here are bigger, stronger, faster than the guys we've had here in the past. So I think we've got a good group to work with.
Now that you have a year under your belt at TCI Bank Stadium, have there been some tweaks made to that chart that Jeff and Blair were constructing?
No, I think the winds they got down, it was the cold that they got to get used to. The one from Arizona, one's from Arizona, one's from Florida. So. No, I think we'll still send them down there to continue to get more and more experience. And so when we do have those opportunities on Sunday afternoons, that, you know, whenever we play, that they're ready to roll.
Maybe you can freeze the footballs or something, get them used to it.
No, I think I don't want to touch that one. No, I'm just kidding. No, they'll be ready for it. They'll get frozen on their own, I think.
Last year there was talk about how there was a lot of turnover in the special teams roster and a lot of young guys had to step up and play. Mm-hmm. Are you expecting that same type of thing to happen this year?
Every year we have turnover at the bottom end of the roster. You know, that's the nature of the beast in the NFL. You're going to have young players come in to replace some of the veteran guys that, you know, sometimes, I don't like to lose some of the guys we lost. You know, Larry Dean last year, Jamarcus Sanford, two young men that are outstanding guys to work with and good football players. And young guys stepped up and played really well in their absence. And I would expect the same thing again this year. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yep.